pretty emphatic win.
Yeah, obviously we've had a poor competition, but we wanted to win tonight. You know, there's a decent crowd in for a game that wasn't much on the game, so we wanted to put a show on for the crowd, and also we play Somerset on Tuesday as well in a 50-over game, so we wanted to sort of put a marker down in, you know, and show we mean business.
I think it might be a completely different Somerset side on Tuesday than the one that was put out tonight. Were you a little bit disappointed at the side they put out?
Not really. I mean, you know, if you win a game, it gives you confidence, no matter who it was against. So, as I said, we just wanted to win the game, and we wanted to win the game convincingly, and we've won it by 80 or 90 odd runs.
181 for three was the equal top score here, so it's always going to be challenging.
Yeah, it's tough, and you know, at the start of the day, we're umming and ahhing about if we bowl or bat first due to the weather, but we thought that if we can get a score on the board, we've defended fairly well recently, and it showed again tonight.
Tom Allsop, top scorer of 85.
Yeah, we'll be pleased. He's obviously been very short of runs in this format, but tonight he just went out there and just said he's going to try and hit every ball for a boundary, and you know, he did that, and it paid off. So going forward for next year, that's something that he can learn from and take into the campaign next year.
And a lot of us haven't seen Jake Goodwin before. You've probably seen him before. He looks quite a decent player.
Brilliant player, yeah. I've played a couple of second team games with him. And the way he strikes the ball, he's got very, very quick hands, and you know, the way he played tonight, and more so the way he dealt with the crowd. I think there's a, you know, for an academy lad to play in front of 6,500 people was obviously a challenge, and he come through that, and I think he really loved it.
Let's talk about you for a change. Captain tonight, how did that all come about?
Come about, I don't know, 5-6 when Slug hurt himself in the warm-up, and I just had to go and toss the coin, and yeah, it went alright. I'm sure it was an easy game to captain.
Was it obvious that you were going to skipper?
No, not really. I didn't have a clue. Chalkshire said, oh, do you mind doing it? I've done it. It's fine.
Because it's your first time, isn't it?
First time, first team. I've done a bit in the second team. Yeah, it went well.
What does it feel like?
No different, I don't think. You know, it's obviously a dead game, so there's not much pressure on. But yeah, it's obviously nice to get a win as captain.
Career best figures, T20, 5-17.
Yeah, that's pleasing. As I said, I had a pretty good season this year. Been pretty consistent in white ball cricket. So to put another convincing performance in like that is very pleasing. And yeah, it's good.
How would you sum up the T20 season this year?
Oh, pretty poor. I think we all know that. Very poor. To finish second for bottom of the group with the players that we did have is disappointing. But as I said, the run of getting to six finals day, you know, 6 years in a row was going to come to an end at some point. And you know, that's a natural thing in sport. You're not going to do well every year. But yeah, this year's a year where we've been poor, but we haven't been poor for 6 years. So, as I said, this was the year, and you know, it's finished now. We can concentrate on next year.
It's quite weird as well, isn't it? Because since 2008, this is the first time that your competition has finished at the end of the group games.
You get a weekend off now, don't you? So, it's obviously something we're not used to, but as I said, we're still in the 50-over competition. We've got a massive 4-day campaign still to lead, well, to continue. So, as I said, we're not in the 2020, but that gives us time to rest and concentrate on the other two formats.